by City of Dyer Mayor and Board of Auditors meeting November 28, 2016 to order. I have a quorum present. First order of business will be the approval of minutes November 19, 14, 2016.
So move.
Motion second. Is there any discussion? Now, call the roll. Start with Tom Garay.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. Any pictures? Not. Mayor's report. First item is item A. Dr. Bob McAlexander's term expired on the industrial board. And if you want to, you can reappoint him.
Mr. Mayor, how many years has he served on that?
Since its inception.
Yeah, since the beginning.
10?
Since it began, probably 30 years.
He took a break while he was actually on the board of aldermen.
I think it's time that they need to have a term limit.
Do what?
You need to nominate him. Just vote up for him.
Okay.
And they discuss it.
Entertain a motion to nominate Bob McAlexander.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion?
I agree with Mr. Richard. I'm all for some term limits. Two terms, you're out.
Okay. Is there any more discussion?
I'm not necessarily in disagreement with that, but a question that, and I don't know how to word this, makes sound right. Available people
right.
to put on the board. We need to give that consideration, I think. Not saying that y'all are right. wrong, but I do.
Well, we have two new ones, or is it three new ones that are going on the board that never have been on it before? And I think if you were asked around, that you would find people that would serve on it.
If we do this, and then again, I'm just asking a question. If we do this, there are a couple of other people that have been on there about as long.
Well, are their term up?
They rolled off.
They rolled off.
Except for one, and his term will be up in 2020.
Okay.
How long are their terms?
6-year terms. This is actually an unexpired term. This is a 4-year term. This one is.
You can work a good horse to death.
Do you even know that he wants to remain on?
Oh, yeah.
He does?
Any more discussion? Now, we'll call the roll. Start with Tom Garay.
Now, what are we voting on?
To appoint him.
Appoint him or not?
No.
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 Motion failed. It's not on here. The road on Elm Street in front of Nathan's house is kind of fell in this afternoon. There was a truck that was damaged pretty bad. There was another vehicle that I think tried to drive through it, that didn't make it through it, and at this time we haven't heard anything from the insurance company, so we're not taking responsibility of anything at this time because we was asked not to. And they will let us know something later. It is locked off right now. Steve and them's going to camera the line and the sewer line tomorrow morning, I guess, and find out if there's something else that caused that, or if it was just, it was so dry and everything when they packed it down and everything that, and this is the first rain that it just started falling through. I asked them this morning to go put some gravel, but they beat me to it.
The sewer line's over there close to it. Can't have they ruled out that...
Well, that's the reason that it was dug up in the first place, was because the sewer line...
Where's
in front of Nathan's house.
Right in front of it?
Yeah. It was actually the sewer line that come from his house into the middle of... out across the road, wasn't it?
There was a giant hole in the main there before they fixed it, which is why they had to dig the road up.
Has Nathan got a sewer?
Well, I don't know if he knows it or not.
You need to run home real quick.
It'll take a few days to fill that line out. I figure they'll get it sorted out by
then. So I just wanted you to know what was going on there. Remember the employee Christmas party is December 9th, 6 o'clock. Entertain a motion to pay all full-time and our let's start here. Entertain a motion to pay our full-time employees their Christmas bonus of $100 that we do every year.
So moved.
Motion made. Second. Is there any discussion? No, we'll call the roll. Start with Tom, go right.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. We have, usually we have a lot more part-timers, but we don't this year. So get your guys' input on that. Do you want to give them the two part-timers what do you want to give them?
Oh, and Noma.
You've done 25 in the past. In the past 2 years, you've done 25.
Have they worked all year or just part of the year?
Well, it's kind of, one of them's been here for as long as 13 years.
Well, would it hurt our budget or our pocketbooks if we were to give them $50 a piece?
My suggestion is go ahead and give them the $100. A piece. I mean, it's $200. That's my suggestion, but you do what you want to do.
I'll make a motion to that effect.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? No, we'll call the roll. Start with Ray and go left.
Aye.
Motion carried.
You're holding up Roger's land.
Thank you. All right. Now we're on the fire department.
Watch this.
How much would you guys like to give them?
Make a motion, we'll pay them $100 each.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion?
Talk about it.
How many of them is there?
28?
25
right now.
25.
That's a lot
of money. They put in a million hours in part-time. I don't get any of that, by the way.
Does that make 24?
But if we give 24. One side one amount of money, we need to give the other side.
Not everybody. A lot of those guys are working and stuff, and don't get to come to all the many of the fires, do they?
Right.
Just once in a while. So that'd be a good. Christmas bonus if you don't work all year and get a Christmas bonus. That's a pretty good deal. What do you say?
You don't want to know.
Go on.
If you can't give them $100, I wouldn't give them nothing.
All of these folks are fulfilling the training requirements. If they're on the roll, they're doing the training requirements. Yeah. They're making a couple of drills and a couple of fires, no matter what. I mean,
and that is a dangerous job if they have to go out to a fire.
Yeah. I mean, and majority of our first responders are on the fire department too.
No, they? They all are.
They all are.
I mean, that would be total. 24 total.
And on the flip side, I was going to announce here and look at in the committee report, we're still way ahead of budget on it. We're good on our tank.
Yeah.
As far as we got leftover money out of that line item.
So we can take it out of that line item.
They won't care which item you take it out of.
Well, I know that.
It's all going to come out of the same thing.
Money is no object.
Got it.
No problem.
Any more discussion? Now for call the roll, start with Tom and go right.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. Department reports, fire.
Yeah. As Ryan said, the tanker conversion is going along well. They finished the painting up on the chassis today. Looks good. The picture. Need to go ahead and order the emergency lights and sirens for it. State contract, Madden Associates. Price not to exceed $3,200.
Entertain a motion?
Make a motion. Second.
Motion and second. Is there any discussion? As Roger said, these are on state contract. They are the lowest prices that they can get.
Who was that? Madden Associates. No, it's Carol Shanklin.
Bells
and whistles.
Bells and whistles. We did budget $65,000. The project's gonna come in somewhere around $56,000, I think, with the lights and sirens that he's talking about ordering, and they're putting on. So.
When's it gonna be ready?
2 weeks.
You gonna drive it?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm not picking it up this time.
It's my standard answer. 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
That'd be the extra money that we just gave away.
2 to 3. He's saying 2, but 3 just in case. Well ahead.
Any more discussion? No, call the roll, start Mr. Rangel left.
Aye.
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 Motion carried.
Also need radio, antenna, and installation lights and siren. CTS communications not to exceed $1,350.
You didn't think that other was enough? Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
You don't do a whole lot of good if it's not on there.
That's right.
Take motion.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any discussion?
These digital radios?
Yes, they are.
Are they going to work?
They will not. We're not on digital at this time, so.
Same frequency as police?
No.
He just wants to make sure that they can upgrade them whenever they need to be upgraded.
These will be operating on analog because none of the fire departments have digital at this time. But they are digital, so they can basically just
program.
Switch over to it if somebody goes to digital.
Any more discussion? Not. Call the roll, start Mr. Ringo left. Motion carried.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you. Police?
No report.
Thank you. Street?
I need a load of things. Had a lot of gravel.
You got plenty of gravel?
I might not ever get to working on that.
Why does it have to be my fault?
Steven, Stephen, with the time of year it is and everything, if you need gravel, let's go and get it too. So.
$400,
yeah.
Usually about $175 or so for sand.
One be enough?
Yeah,
because you got wintertime coming on, you're going to use some for streets and everything else. One load's going to be enough.
One load of sand, one load of gravel.
What's that total?
That's $575.
Yep.
I make a motion we get a load of sand and gravel not to exceed more than 575.
Motion made, second. Is there any discussion?
Who do you get to the sand from?
Is that come from Scott too?
No.
Okay. It's Guy Farms, I believe, is what he calls sand.
Is it red sand?
They get red sand. They get red sand. White sand is more expensive.
Yeah.
That's a highfalutin big city sand. We don't.
Right. Okay.
Any more discussion? Not. We'll call the roll. Start with Michael and go left.
Aye.
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 Aye. Finance personnel.
I don't have anything, Mr. Mayor, other than your financial report is there in front of you. I got home today and was thinking about that, and it's possible that I've got a number wrong on there, but it's not hundreds or even thousands of dollars. It's a couple of dollars. If I find that I'm wrong, I will give you another one. But so anyway.
Turn it down, Branch Angler.
It's all. We're in labor.
Are you done?
Do I have anything else? No, I'm done.
Is there any question? Water and sewer?
I have no reports this time, Mayor.
I have none.
Committee reports. Public safety?
Nothing at this time.
Health?
Not any at this time.
Parks and public spaces.
Don't have anything.
Water and sewer. Street maintenance.
Nothing.
Finance administration personnel.
I want to call a meeting on the 8th of December at 6 o'clock in order to review applications for a full-time police officer.
6 o'clock.
Yeah, is that all right?
When? 8th.
8th. That'd be Thursday week.
I know I won't be here, but that night.
I don't think a good chance I won't. Is there a night close to that that would be better for both of you?
Just pick one. If I can be here, I'll be here.
How about you, Mr. Johnson?
I would be out of town. As a matter of fact, I'd be out of town on the 9th.
So on when?
On the 9th also.
On the 9th. Let me look. What about the 6th?
Let me look.
Tuesday?
That's Tuesday.
It'll take me a little bit. Y'all go ahead.
You're going to be out of town no matter what.
He'll call a committee meeting before we end the meeting tonight. Work.
Well, if Mr. Johnson's going to be out on the 6th, let's go ahead and schedule it for the 8th.
Well, he's going to be gone the 8th too, I think.
The 8th and
right.
The
8th. But we need to have it before the next Monday so we can vote on it.
Well, just go ahead on because, I don't have to be here.
I ain't gonna be pulling mine up. Nothing here.
No, just go ahead and do what you got to do.
Okay. That's why I stuff.
Hey, do you get a baby out of that?
How did you
That's
know?
That's
what it is.
Oh, like I didn't see that.
Fly the friendly skies. What is that?
I seen this number right here. And he said, "Is that a baby?" How do you get that?
So December 8th at 6.
Yes.
Okay.
That means sail on.
Building committee.
Which is a good thing to do at this point.
By the way, I have noticed that the building down here at the school, they have put vinyl siding on it, or somebody has.
School did.
Okay.
And they painted it. The varsity.
They need it too.
Beautification committee, landfill committee.
On the landfill, we need a committee meeting, but I presented a plan for the landfill about a year ago, and it was a little high, I do admit, but if we're going to do anything out there, let's do it right, because it's our landfill, and we don't want the government to come in and to shut us down. It's going to cost a little bit, but we need it. So during January, I will call a committee meeting and try to get it worked out.
Okay. Unfinished business. Adam A. Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Your department.
I've been talking all night about that before.
No more discussion. Call the road. Start with Mr. Ray and go left.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. Any other unfinished business?
Are the digital radios any better, Ryan?
Do what?
I'm talking around.
Yeah, I just had an issue today and that was it. That's the first time I've had an issue in a while.
That's because it rained though.
Is that what it is?
That's what it was. Probably.
Any other unfinished business? New business? Adam A.
Motion to pass first reading of ordinance 2016-241, vacation by amendment.
Second. Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Before it takes effect, next board meeting.
But it still will go into effect in time to.
Yes, sir. Any more discussion?
I'm gonna say this is gonna sound dumb. This is a long year. The way the pay periods fall.
More discussion. Not Colorado. Start, Mr. Robert. The right.
Aye.
Yeah.
Mr. Carey, I keep waiting for that last guy. She's not here tonight. Mm-hmm.
Make a motion we approve PO 8040 to Southern Fabrication for 1540 for handrails and installation.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Yes.
Okay.
Handrails. What? They run over by the car, right?
Yeah.
Somebody ran over them. I mean,
we're going to get the insurance money back on.
Okay.
So.
That money back, would that be plus putting up?
That's everything.
The 1500, oh, they put them up?
Yes.
Okay.
Who, Sullivan's did?
Yes.
And painted them and everything?
Yes.
So they just look like they did when they came down?
Well, almost. They cut the rails off just a little bit. That way they wasn't as far close to the road. The ones that walk out to the steps that go down to the road, they cut them back about this far to kind of get them away from the edge of the road a little bit. Other than that, everything is the same.
This has already been settled and everything else, right?
We hadn't submitted the bills for payment yet. But, I mean, we've got the contact information and everything.
We just got the bill today. Any more discussion? Now we'll call the roll. Start with Ms. Belinda. Go right.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Make a motion to approve PO 8017 to Craig's Firearms for police backup guns, 100% employee reimbursed.
Second.
Motion made second. Is there any discussion?
Who's Craig?
Now, call the roll. Start with Belinda and go left.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Any more new business?
Yeah, I have a few things.
Okay.
I went up when behind the school one day, and there's some young men out playing basketball, half and half on some on each half. And I stopped and talked to Nathan Bass, young man, lives outside city limits. And he informed me they were up there playing after school one day. And there was a teacher come out and chased them off because she had after school kids, I guess, to get in trouble and chase them boys off. That shouldn't happen.
No, no.
So, and I have the teacher's name if you want to know. But I told them, boys, that shouldn't happen. You guys stay there because that's not, we didn't put them up for the school. We put them up for the kids of Dyer to do it. So
right.
I have the teacher's name if you want it, who told him. He was glad to give me his name too. So we, I don't know if we need to draft a letter or call him. She might not know, but that kind of flew all over me.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
it's just during school hours.
That's right.
They're not supposed to be up there.
It was after school because it was after school kids.
Yeah. It's just supposed to be just after school hours.
Well, what is considered after school hours?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Okay. I didn't know whether after that, where there's a part of it that they extended. I think, Mr. Mayor, that just either a call from you to the principal and explain what happened and explain what the deal is with us and let the principal take care of it.
Okay,
that's one thing. Another concern of mine, we got the garbage pickup that's happening
Wednesday.
Okay, whenever, I still think it might be a good idea if somebody signs off on every truckload that leaves here. I'm going to try to drive, this is Wednesday, I'm going to try to drive around Tuesday to see how much garbage is out there, but it's hard for me to believe there was 8 truckloads last year. I just think Stephen or somebody should sign off on a truck and keep up with them.
If we get charged by the truckload, I'd say yeah.
We don't get charged by the truckload.
You get charged a flat fee of $8,000?
Well, does the company need to be notified that we're going to do this, where the truck drivers will know?
Well, to me, the $7,500, pretty good penny. We ought to know how many truckloads. We should have a way of keeping up with our average.
Well, I rode around and looked and everything, and there's just not near as much stuff on the road as it's been, you know?
Yeah, that's what I noticed driving around, and $7,500 to pick up what I saw, pretty darn good money for somebody that I think we should have something to verify how many truckloads.
They're just not even close to what it was last time.
I mean, that's...
It may change tomorrow, but as far as, from what I've seen, it just, I don't know if people just really cleaned up last time, or they didn't clean up last time, or they're not cleaning up this time. I don't know.
It's just maybe a half a dozen houses that have a pretty good bid. That's pretty big expense if you don't. My opinion. I don't know what everybody else thinks.
But I said the first time they did it last November, there was much more than they expected. And they said there was much more than they expected in May of this year. So maybe less than they expect this time.
That's $7,500 a year or per time?
Per pickup. And they based that price on two pickups a year. So if they did one pickup a year, they would charge more money. If they did they did fewer pickups a year, then it would be less than $7,500. But you just pay more.
Right.
You just pay more times.
I would think it'd be worth the study if we're worried about paying a $100 bonus, shelling out $7,500. I think we ought to do a little more on it. I don't know what everybody else thinks, but.
How you want to do that, Mr. Tom? I mean, seriously, I mean, I'm not trying to be funny or anything.
The contract is a 5-year contract, isn't it?
Well, we can drop that anytime we want to. The thing is, I mean,
when we drop it, it's going to create a problem.
Yeah, we'd have to, I mean, I don't think you're proposing dropping it.
No, I wasn't proposing dropping it. I just want to be.
If you're talking about buying a truck and us doing it, no.
I just don't like to overpay for something we don't know how many truckloads are really taken out of here. I mean, they're not going to tell you, hey, we come out like a bayonet. They're always going to...
No, well, I mean, we wouldn't have known how many truckloads they had unless we'd asked them. I don't think that they thought about keeping up with it.
No, I was... If Steven or somebody, when they got a truckload, right, just give them a call or
I mean, they pay by the... They keep up with it themselves by the ton when they take it to their landfill. Because they have to record that for internal, because one part of their company pays another part of their company for disposal, but I don't know.
Would that come up on the negotiation with the contract?
Well, I mean, if you're not satisfied with the rate, we could talk to them about it, but again, I don't have any basis for knowing whether that's a good rate or not. They charge $12, they would do a weekly pickup. I don't remember the numbers, I don't want to be wrong. I think it was $13 a week they would charge to pick up every week. I mean, $13 a month to pick up every week if we wanted to add bulk pickup every week. And so that's more than, that's about $12,000 a month. I'm just trying to compare numbers in my head. If you said, okay, we're going to do this every week, they would charge.
Right.
Is it 12 or 7? It was a significant cost because we looked at that when we did this to say, okay, let's just do it all the time. You know, let's do it once a month or once a week or whatever.
Well, per household.
Per household, yeah. Mm. This was the compromise that you guys kind of worked out. We'll do it twice a year and see how that goes, as opposed to doing a bulk pickup once a month and once a quarter or whatever like that. But the thing is, the less frequently you do it, the more they're going to want to charge because they don't know how much they're going to get. You know, I mean that's.
Well, that goes both ways. We kind of don't know how many tons we're paying for. We're giving them $7,500. That's why I'm thinking it might be you're better off to pay by the tonnage.
One of the things I think I see happening is people are putting out things that would normally go into this bulk all the time, and they're being disposed of and hauled away rather than keeping them somewhere and putting them all out at once. And you're winding up places that we don't intend.
What do you mean? Like
in the dump.
Okay. So you think they're still being picked up?
I think so. I mean, you see stuff on the side of the road all the time.
Yeah.
And if I think our original intention was to have people put all that stuff out twice a year.
Right.
But it's out on the side of the road all the time, and then it's gone.
Some people pay $10, come by here and pay $10, and some people are getting, which we've had more than I expected people to rent that truck. You know, Mr. Tom come in, we talked about that one day at the window, remember? About them getting that truck because you thought it was more or...
Do you think, I mean, did somebody say that they got 8 truckloads the last time?
I thought you said it last year when I asked, they had about 8 truckloads.
I have no idea how many they had.
It wasn't me.
I've heard that, but I didn't get that from them. I've heard that number, but I don't know that that's a number that they told me. I think I heard it from somebody, but
you may be right. I have no idea.
Do we not? I mean, we can ask them what their tonnage is. They can certainly give us that information.
I think we should have a little more information on what we get other than a bill for $7,500. I would want more than that, but...
I know they, at one time, there were four full of those roll-offs. There were 4 of those full down there sitting there last time they did it. Now, I don't know how many more they had moving at that time. I said there were 4, you could see stuff.
Yeah, but 4 of them at, what, $600 a piece? At $2,400, you double it? These people got to be running out of garbage pretty soon.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, we'll see how they get along, and then if we need to...
Seems like the first time they picked up, it did take 2 or 3 days.
It took 2 or 3 days the first time.
And then last time it was 1 day, wasn't it?
Oh, they ran 2.
Did they run 2?
They ran 2 last time.
What season was it to run it the first time?
It was November of 15.
November. I thought if it might be spring, the year people cleaning out.
Well, we did the other one.
Garages and attics. Houses.
Yeah, they do them in November and May, because that carries, that gets you cleaned up for Christmas and gets you cleaned up for the summer, so that's kind of... We can see what they do as far as...
I guess it wouldn't hurt to ask for
tonnage or something. I mean, we owe it to ourselves. If they can't tell us, why can't they tell us?
Yeah, there's a, I mean, of course
there's a catch there, you
there's
know.
There's a value both also to picking the stuff up. I mean, that's one of the main things. Is that we don't have to, our guys aren't trying to go down the road and pick that stuff up.
Okay. I don't care, I'm just...
Yes, you do.
We'll see. Steve, you can kind of keep an eye on what they're picking up, and then I'll get Jimmy to give us a tonnage, just so we know.
I mean, I'm gonna drive around Tuesday night late or in the morning early and just look. But what I drove around yesterday and today, I didn't see that big a deal.
I'll see a fence on Madison.
Fence on Madison.
I saw that the other day.
I thought, what in the world is that? Well, and then I realized, I gotta look at my back window and realize they tore down that fence back there. It's all piled up on the side of the road.
So you'll have one.
Yeah, the owner of the house did there.
I don't know if you'll have that.
And then, I know last year, in May, what was frustrating to me somewhat is that they did the pickup. And 2 days later, there were folks that had stuff piled back out on the side of the road. And I'm like,
what happened to it?
I mean, I don't know. I'm assuming somebody picked it up or paid to have it picked up. I'm sure that somebody paid to have it picked up.
The people of Dyer?
Oh, people have already been into that pile down on Madison Street.
Okay, I got.
Oh, good.
I'll let that one go for now, but if we can get more information. One more concern, I was blacktopping. I was talking to Johnny Needham, he's a truck driver, over the road, and we had a discussion on these roads. And basically, what's causing that are these grain trucks, mainly, a lot of them. He's allowed to haul 80,000 pounds on his truck loaded.
And a lot of these grain trucks, when they're overloaded, they carry up to 160,000 pounds. And he says that'll roll the roads, and exactly what they're doing on some of these roads, I think we should address that somehow. I don't know.
Put a weight limit on the roads?
Well, I'll bet you'd be surprised how many of them trucks that come in up here are overloaded.
I bet you wouldn't.
Most of them are overloaded. And a lot of them people that are hauling it in don't pay no city taxes. And to me, it's not fair to the city people to have to come up with that money to pay for it. I mean, we got to do something better than that. Oh, a lot of them, they're going to throw a fit, but oh well, they'll throw a fit anyways. But
do you want to try to get a... Excuse me, I'm trying not to cough. Do you want to get a... Put a little study together and see... Give you some alternatives here, some options.
Well, you mentioned once about the state routes. Mm-hmm. I kind of like that idea. I mean, if they don't like it, oh well.
We'll talk to Chief Lindsay and see how much a headache that would be for him.
Don't mess with farmers.
You scared?
That may be the answer.
I wouldn't quite say it that way.
No, I'm just saying, when you start messing with agriculture, their rules are completely different.
I don't have a problem with that. Agriculture can help pay for blacktopping the streets then. You know, we can approach it that way.
Maybe they could charge a little fee up there.
We'll talk about it.
To go back to the city.
Is to try to wrap these folks certain ways as opposed to some of the ways they're going.
Yeah, just reroute them.
Jump out in front of them, remember?
I think we ought to pursue that, too.
Put a speed bump.
Well... If the state or county wants to pay to blacktop them, they can tear them up all they want. But
see, I need some. We'll see if we can come up with a little something.
All right, I'll drop that one too.
No, don't drop it. Just hold it.
I think we need to pursue that more.
I'm waiting for that to go in your lap.
Water.
Or you could call the county and ask them how much they'd like to pitch in.
Well, Mr. Carl wouldn't think much of that.
Carl who?
Stokenhagen.
I don't care. He can come too. They want to tear up the roads, they can help pay for them. But that's the way. All right, I'll get off of that one for now. One more thing. Somehow, I was against it at first, and then Judy Baker said something about bringing it up again, about paying the aldermen, raise their pay because they haven't had a pay increase in I don't know how many years. I think we need to somehow get that raised so we can get some people interested on running for aldermen or something to interest them a little more than... The $50, I don't know if that's deterring people, but I think we need to pay a little bit more, and I don't care if it's 2 years, 4 years, or what.
It'll be the next election, wouldn't it?
It would take effect for the new ones. But this ad over here would get the next, and then after this side went through the election, forward. That side would get the next.
Yeah, you're 2 years right now from anybody having it.
I'm just thinking we need to do something.
Well, I've still got that ordinance. I just pull that sucker back out.
I don't know what everybody else thinks, but
I save everything.
I mean,
which time you found out when everybody else thought?
Well, I didn't want to increase, but then I thought nothing worse than having an election and there's not. Nobody running against you. What fun's that? aldermen automatically get in. It shouldn't be that way.
You should pull it out at the next week.
Okay.
The way I look at it, just hopefully somebody.
Well, we have a committee meeting about that.
Okay.
And so the board can discuss it and figure out what the pay's going to be. And he's already got it written.
It's another That's another of my committee.
Yeah.
We'll just do it at the same time.
Do it at the same time. I mean.
It's going to be like January.
No, we're going to let you in on this, Miss Blender.
I always thought either they ought to pay more or we ought not to pay nothing, because that was, it was about.
Well, I'm not that anyway.
You know, I mean, I.
To me, it's not about the money.
How long has it been $50? But, I mean, we don't get $50.
1983.
1983.
Yeah.
Almost 25 years. Is that right?
Yeah, it was, they did it. They did that
30.
They did that before.
33 years.
Before they changed.
I don't mind my bank account.
The way
it is.
They had never changed either, did it?
They changed that before they redid the seats. Some of you may remember they used to elect by ward.
Wards.
And it was one member of each. There were two aldermen from each ward, and one of them was up for election every other year. And it was easier to change just because of the way the elections fell. And so.
Well, people's going to think about that, just like I think about Congress voting ourselves a raise. I mean,
well,
that's why I look at it.
But you know, the $50 in 83 was pretty. Pretty nice.
Yeah,
yeah,
pretty good money.
I mean, you still got to vote yourself a raise. That's the only way
you're
going to get
actually.
It.
Actually. You can't.
We're
you
not.
You can't vote for yourself.
But you're going to vote for them. They're going to vote for you. It's like.
None of you will be here.
There's no guarantee.
There's no guarantee.
That's why
you'll
I said,
wait
till January.
There's no guarantee you'll be here. Well, you won't be, but there's no guarantee any of these folks will be here when that pay raise comes into effect.
That's all I'm trying to think of. I don't care if it's in 5 years, 10 years, but.
You thank the Constitution for that?
I just. Of course, I'm sure most people that are sitting around here aren't doing it for the money anyways.
I didn't know it paid anything when I got on the board.
So, just a thought.
You'd done it for free, wouldn't you, Ryan?
Yes, I loved it so much.
But that was a good thought.
That's why
when
you
I
ran
out. That's the truth I'm getting at. Wanted to give back to the city what some of the city had given me.
What'd they give you?
You know you gotta speak up if you speak to me.
Miss Tom?
That's it.
We just want
one more thing.
No,
go ahead and turn your paper over. What's on the back?
That's it. I didn't scribble.
Any other new business?
The Christmas decorations look great.
They do. Sir, you said you was doing.
Almost.
I wish next year they would stagger them.
They will.
That's right. The phone
Nathan will be out putting those decorations
in order
they need to be in next
year's
costume.
Thank you, Nathan.
Get some of them colored ones.
We'll make sure that was right, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Before we move on, Roger, what I need done before, you can't do this.
Why are you telling me?
But Stephen can, but it goes in your shop. I need you to designate a place in the top area of your building somewhere to where we can take four of those ornaments that are hanging and hang them on the wall way up high where nobody can get to them. You have to have a ladder to get up to them to where they don't get broke, smashed, and everything else.
Four per
rack. See what I'm saying? Go four, and then four, and then four. The street department, I hang them. If you can.
Was it five different? How many different things was it?
Five.
Four of each.
Is that right?
Yeah. I was thinking,
yeah, that's right. they're not very heavy. I mean, they're heavy, but they're not real heavy, you know.
100 pounds?
No, no. And Stephen, if the board's okay with it, the old Christmas ornaments, the ones that are messed up, I think we had some that we never reused, the iron. You know what I'm talking about? Yes. I know, but without the lights and everything on them.
Lights in the garland?
Yeah. You got several of those that don't have it on there, right? Can you make some of those into racks? Yeah, but they're going to...
It's got a piece on the top that just sits down over something. It needs to be screwed to the wall, and then that light will
right.
hang down over it, rest against the wall.
Yeah, but that's not a good place to put those lights. That's what I'm getting at.
They're going to have to hang on the bracket.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm saying, can you take the old Christmas, the iron part, and make it into a hanger?
I don't think you can get that one. You don't talk about
it, though. Well, you got a fire part when you don't have a solid
wall. Well, that's what...
You only got two before running.
I don't know if they'll fit. Will they fit to go up there?
How much do they weigh?
They're heavy, but not real heavy.
They're heavy, but not real heavy. Did you pick one up?
What about the boxes that came in?
25, 30 pounds.
Is there any way you can get a hook, bend a hook with them, and down with a hook or something, or you can hang them over the purlins and just hang them back up on them?
Work real good if you hang them on the wall. That way you can use it. Just the way they're hanging on that pole, they'll hang on that bracket. They'll sit there, and you can stack them side by side all the way down the wall. And they won't be on the ground. They won't be bumping into each other. It'll be a whole lot better to hang them up.
I don't care as long as they don't get messed up. Because if they get messed up and everything, then... Miss Belinda's gonna be mad.
Well, I'm just saying that you're talking about each thing and hanging each one on a single, on its own thing.
No, just make a continuous bracket and hang them all on it side by side.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Okay. She's good with it.
They
get broke.
Well, he said, what's gonna be the difference if you hang them up high?
You can't run into them or throw nothing into them or decide you get pissed off and throw a cone and everything and then they get busted. You start, you know.
So are you used to throwing things down there?
only
when they get
mad. We've always stacked them over with the old fire department beside us. But
sure you're ready for this.
No, we just lay them up against the wall.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're not used to throwing stuff, I don't want it would hurt to hang them. I don't know.
You just don't want them to get broke.
Don't want them broke.
I agree.
Ain't $15,000 for that, sir.
You ought to be able to invest in a pretty good rack to have one made up or something. And
when we first opened them and looked at them, I told them boys, I said, if you lay all these lights down, the one on the bottom is going to get managed for
yes.
Because it's going to be too much.
Mr. Mayor, designated.
Designated?
For heavy, but not real heavy.
Stephen, I'll designate it, okay?
All right, I'll need you to do it.
All right.
That's what Mama used to say about me.
Really?
It's heavy, but not
really
heavy.
Well, don't hang on the wall that's going to fall in either, because they'd all break like that, so. Isn't that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Did
Do something like them basketball goals up there.
I'm telling you, that's Lord. Good stuff. Ain't
that's
it?
Gonna last. You'll be old and decrepit. You'll be able to watch them.
Well, I'm already old.
No.
Cockroaches will probably go first. The cucaracha.
What if we just left them up?
That's what we said. Just unplug
them. Just unplug them.
Just hang them on the basketball goals. Just
turn them off. That's what I think.
Good and sturdy. I
y'all just turn them off, believe them?
Turn them on.
Turn them off.
Really?
Turn them off.
Punch his next button.
I just told him I said I wasn't ready to go home. The next button. Next button is, you guys want to decide anything on Noah? Do you want to have a committee meeting, or do you want to have a, not do anything, or?
What?
Oh, no. Sure,
we do that Thursday the 8th, too.
Thursday the 8th?
Why not?
Okay.
Are we going to buy pizza for this?
If y'all want pizza, I'll buy pizza that night. How's that?
What night is that?
Can I borrow your credit card, Nathan?
That's what I thought.
I'm going to come back and mount down and see that.
What, Nathan's giving up his credit card? 8th of December. The 8th of December.
That's what?
Thursday.
Okay, that's, we got a committee meeting the 8th of December, don't we? Yeah.
Are you talking about hiring full time?
Yes, yeah. Ma'am. You want us to wait till January when you're not here?
Maybe, but not really.
Well, I'm just vote no.
No sign
with me. I still say I thought that's what the meters was for, so you wouldn't have to have anybody else. You know, we do that. We'll say, well, if we'll buy this, that'll keep us from having to do that. And then a couple months down the road, you still do that.
After you've bought this,
it's supposed to keep you from doing that. So.
Well, my main objective is if we're going to hire him, fine. If we're not going to hire him, I don't want to put him out on the street without a job. You know what I'm saying? That's my biggest point. I don't want to work him up to the last day that he can work and then all of a sudden put him out on the street and he don't have a job. He don't have anything to go to. And then, you know, if you're not going to hire him, he needs to know that there's a time that's, you know, that's going to come to an end and he's able to put out applications and find him something else to do. You know, I mean, you know, he's got bills to pay, too. That's my only point. I'm not comfortable with putting anybody on the street without a job if he didn't do anything to not deserve a job, you know? If it had been an employee that was going to be fired or whatever else, fine. But if it was just somebody that you got a seasonal helper, seasonal worker or whatever, and
I've got nothing against him. I think he'd be a great one to hire if he's going to hire somebody.
Just feel like we don't need somebody else?
I mean, you're looking at salary and insurance and all that stuff. Again, we'll discuss it later.
Okay.
Again, we've talked about hiring somebody who could drive this equipment and use this equipment. A
mechanic or something, yeah.
So we'll discuss it December the 8th.
December the 8th.
Between the 8 and 9 o'clock hour. Nathan might feel better then. Any other new business?
Tom, you got anything?
I'll pass tonight.
If not, Michael's going to move us on, ain't he?
That's what I thought.
Really, Mr.
Ray?
What?
You started all that.
I know.
I just wanted to be sure of you.
How many?
used to do plant.
56 or 57.
There's a bunch of them I drove around there and looked. That'll look good.
They're not done. Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch, but also there's not as many as I thought. I mean, when you talk about planting 50 trees, I thought they'll just be everywhere. And
well, when they get about 10, 15 years old, they'll look a little better.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we don't want to get too many of those.
No.
You know.
We started the bank accounts yet?
I haven't gotten the first contribution yet.
Okay.
For what?
For the Arboretum. For the Arboretum.
Oh.
Probably won't.
Yeah, Ray's going to give something. And Richard said he was going to.
I need $100.
How are you going to what?
Yeah. Buy a truck. Give a contribution for a
truck. Trees away.
In memory of somebody.
They'll open a savings account.
giving tree?
No. At the park.
Park.
The arboretum that we done.
Up at the park.
That you going. Don't let everybody forget about that.
Yeah, but what?
That's that you don't have enough to do there.
What am I supposed to remember?
Unless you talk loud enough.
Are you talking about to give a treat?
No, we're talking about
that. And I'm not volunteering.
Now you're trying to be funny. Before it came.
I know. That's the reason I've been quiet tonight.
Give a treat.
Turned over tonight.
I just got a cough, Mr.
Richard.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Michael. That's what Ray just.
I just looked down there and saw it.
That's what Ray was just asking
I
about.
I just looked down there and saw
that. He came back at me because I asked him about his building about 2 months ago.
He might have been in the office.
That's for the arboretum at the park, the trees at the park. The grant.
Well, we don't want it to end up like Trenton.
No.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I don't know what happened over there, but that's bad.
Yeah.
They didn't work with the city. They worked...
by themselves.
They worked by themselves.
Right, really. Right.
Yeah.
So.
We don't need too more, many more of them. But there. Enough trees.
We do need a few Christmas trees. That way we don't have to go get no more no more.
We need to grow them up there at the park.
Cut them down at the park and bring them up here.
That's right. Light them in the park.
You know what? That's a good idea.
Well, I'm telling you.
Light every one of
them. Line the fence.
Line
a battery line with it on the back side.
2007.
That's right.
Any more discussion?
Yeah. That's
Brad said he's tired of us having fun. It's only one more this year. One more.
Brad called me.
No. Oh, if there's not any more discussion, we'll move on. Call the roll, start, Mr. Tom, go right.
What are we voting on?
The accounts.
Okay, I didn't hear the account.
Go ahead, Mr. Tom.
Aye.
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 Motion adjourned.
Second.